Good afternoon. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colbluego with today's headlines. It's Tuesday, February 23rd. One of the top law enforcement officials in the state is stepping down from his position. United States Attorney Peter McCoy announced his resignation today, effective at the end of this month. McCoy said it was the honor of a lifetime to serve as U.S. Attorney for the nation and his beloved state of South Carolina. McCoy was nominated to the role in March 2020, first in an interim role before being confirmed by the U.S. Senate. Before that, he served as a member of the South Carolina General Assembly, where he chaired the House Judiciary Committee. Some big news coming out of the Port of Charleston. The State Department of Transportation today announced that roadwork necessary to accommodate port-related traffic to the soon-to-be-finished Hugh K. Leatherman Terminal in Charleston has been completed. The $220 million project started in 2016 with the goal of replacing an old partial interchange, as well as making improvements to other roadworks around the port. The chief executive officer of Scana Corporation will plead guilty to federal and state charges after numerous delays due to the coronavirus pandemic. Kevin Marsh is scheduled to appear in federal court Wednesday morning in Columbia before heading to the Spartanburg County Courthouse for a hearing on state charges. He's expected to plead guilty to fraud. He faces up to 18 months behind bars on top of forfeiting millions of dollars. Federal authorities alleged Marsh played a significant role in trying to cover up financial troubles associated with the failed VC Summer nuclear expansion project in Fairfield County. In other news, the PGA Championship is back at Kiawah Island this year, but with restrictions because of COVID. As South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen reports, not all ticket holders will be allowed to attend.
The PGA is limiting the number of spectators to 10,000 a day as it tries to please crowds and stop the spread of the coronavirus. The 2021 championship, to be held May 17th through the 23rd, was originally sold out. So the PGA says it will notify ticket holders of their status through email. Several factors will determine who gets to attend, including the time the tickets were bought, the registration group, and the inventory available that day. Those who purchase tickets from a vendor other than PGA are urged to contact the seller. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen in Charleston.
And public health officials report fewer than 1,000 new coronavirus cases today. The State Department of Health and Environmental Control confirmed 718 new cases plus 21 more deaths. The positive test rate was just over 6.5%. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.